I'll get that. So, Matthew, perhaps you could. It's not playing.
What does that say?
It says, jump.
Wait, what?
Conscience. Right. As I said earlier, this is a story which is, in church circles, should we say, extremely well known. There was once a man who asked Jesus how he could be the best. Not how he could win a gold medal or a football trophy, but how he could win what mattered most to him. "Good teacher," he said, "how can I win eternal life?" He knew he should love God and love his neighbour, but then he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbour?" And Jesus replied with a story. Perhaps a modern-day version might be a little bit like this.
"Well, here we are on a track between Jerusalem and Jericho. We're here to see some fantastic athletes in action today. There they all are, warming up, as you can see. What an amazing bunch they are. Let's give them a cheer."
Hey! Woo, woo.
"First off is the men, 3,000-metre hurdles, and here's our man from England running down this very rugged mountain path now. Yes, he's jumped over the roadblock signs. Ooh, he's hurdled over the mountain goat, and here he goes over a large boulder.
But what's this? Oh dear, I think he's ended up in the middle of the taekwondo and the judo, and oh dear, is that the boxing team? And surely not the archery team? And what are the javelin throwers doing here? Or the hammer throwers? Or the rapid fire pistol team? And the wrestlers? These boys are big. Ouch. And brutal. Ouch. They've made mincemeat out of our poor team member. I'm sure they're not supposed to take all his clothes with them when they run off. And surely they shouldn't leave him bleeding all over the road like that."
"But never mind. Here comes another of our team. It's one of the captains. He's going to look after his team member, I'm quite sure. And he's coming up to our injured man now, and he's slowing down. He's stopping. And what's this? He's sprinting away at full speed. What a turn of speed! What acceleration! Perhaps he thinks it's against the rules to stop and help in the middle of a race. He's going to manage that sprint in record time, which means medals for him. But what about our poor injured man? Is he out to the race for good?"
"Ah, good. Another of our team captains is coming down the road. Our man will be fine now. He's coming nearer and nearer. Ooh, watch these mental gymnastics as he wrestles with his conscience. And my word, what a magnificent triple jump he does to get as far away as possible when he sees what a mess that man is.
But who's this coming now? Oh no, it's one of the Scottish team. What's he doing? He's stopping. He's going over to our man. He's sponging him down. He's giving him oranges. He must be a weightlifter. Look at him lifting him up. And yes, they're off down the road. And now they're in the lead. They're coming up to the finish line. And they've won this year's steeplechase. This is amazing. Our enemy is our friend. This makes no sense at all. Let's hear it from the man from Scotland."
"And Jesus said, which of these men was a neighbour to the man who'd been attacked? Of course, it was the one who helped him. Nothing was going to get in the way of the man from Scotland. He helping that injured man, not race, religion, or rules of any sort. So if we want to win the best medal of all, the prize of pleasing God, it's very easy. We just have to love God and love our neighbour and look after other people around us, no matter what everyone else thinks."
I don't know about you, but I thought that was brilliant, didn't you? Just a really, it's just great, isn't it, to be able to just take a modern take on things and to realise that, you know, I was talking with someone before the service and just saying, you know, God uses everything, doesn't he? You know, whether it's good or bad. And certainly this story, which Jesus told, is what's called a parable. Now, I wonder whether, before we explore this, whether we might be able to do sort of like a quick thumbs up poll. I'm going to have a little quiz question so that we can just check that we know what a parable is. So I'm going to put three answers up on the screen here. So if you think that a parable is a breakfast cereal, would you like to put your thumbs up? Or if you think that it's the latest TV cartoon. Yes, thank you very much for that, Richard. And then choice number three, if you think that a parable is a story that Jesus told to help us understand something about God.
Yes!
Excellent. Right, so we know then that it is very much that it's a story that helps us understand more about God. So our modern version of the story retells the story that Jesus told, set on the road in the Bible from Jerusalem to Jericho, and also in our story today. And you may be interested to know that today there are, across Europe, 32 athletics events taking place. So I actually thought it was quite good that we'd given it that sort of little bit of a spin. So in our story, though, can someone tell me what happened to the competitor from England? What happened to him? So he started his 3,000 steeplechase. What happened? Any ideas? What did we hear in the story?
He got mobbed by wrestlers.
Yes, he got mobbed and jiu-jitsu and taekwondo and pistols, yes, and don't forget the archery, the javelin throwers. But help was on its way, wasn't it? Who was the first person that came down the road?
The England captain.
The England captain, yes. And what did they do? Did they help? No. They sprinted, they accelerated away. So what happened next? Because there was a second person that came along. Who was that?
Another person from the Scotland
team? No, not from Scotland.
From England?
Yes, another England captain. And what did they do? They triple jumped. Yes, they did, didn't they? So they couldn't get away quickly enough, could they? So how was the man in the story going to be helped then, do you think? Because there were no more competitors from the England team, were there? You know, we didn't hear about any more competitors from the England. So what about the third person? Where were they from?
Scotland.
Scotland. And I love the fact that as soon as we said the word Scotland, there was just hurrah and great joy and laughter around here. I have to say, I do have Scottish blood in me, so I did. Thank you. So was this person a friend or a competitor? Well, what? A competitor, wasn't he? So he wasn't on the same team as the person who was laying in the road. So why do you think that this competitor didn't just walk by? He could have done, couldn't he? You know, he could have been thinking, it's not my business. How do you think he might have felt about...
He might have felt sorry.
Yes, absolutely right. He felt sorry for him. Now, he felt sorry for him. He picked him up. He looked after him. Now, this is a nice story, isn't it? You know, it's the man's enemy helped him and looked after him. But Jesus' stories are more than just nice stories. Jesus told stories that teach people things. Now, what's on the screen here? A fish. Is it alive or is it dead? It's a dead fish, yes. Now, why do you think we've got a bit of a dead fish as a picture here? Because if we think about our story, when the person from England was just completely beaten up, he was really very, very poorly, wasn't he? Yeah, and so the person from Scotland had to help. And I wonder whether it's about thinking about difference. Now, this hopefully this video will run. So these are salmon, and they're actually swimming against the flow of the river. And the reason why they're swimming is because they're going to breed. And sometimes you actually see that they jump up fountains and waterfalls so that they can go and breed. Now, sometimes I wonder whether for us, we have to fight against things that are not in the flow. The dead fish that we saw, that's basically just going to be sitting there, isn't it? It's not going to be able to do anything. It can't anymore leap up the waterfalls. And in real life, we sometimes have to swim against the tide. We have to maybe think differently to maybe how our friends think, maybe what they want us to do. For example, when someone new comes to school, or maybe the workplace, or maybe a club that we go to, do we make an effort to make sure that we go and sit with them? Particularly if maybe someone sort of said, oh no, you don't want to sit with them. Oh, they're a bit different to me. Oh no, I'm not sure about that. So it's not about going with the flow. Because actually, it might well be that that person is there feeling quite lonely. You know, thinking about what you were saying, Layla, that, you know, the person from Scotland felt sorry for the person from England who wasn't very well. So for us, do we go and talk to him or her so that they can feel at home? Or to say something like, you know, I'm happy, you know, that you're here. You know, words of encouragement. So what do you do when someone who isn't your friend maybe gets bullied, whether at school or at work or just in day-to-day life? Do you tell the bullies to stop? Go and tell an adult that something sad is happening? Or do you just look away like those two English captains did? Sometimes doing the right thing is really tough. And Jesus wants us to be like the man from the Scotland team. That person that was referred to in our story in the Scotland team in the Bible is referred to as the Good Samaritan. And that story can be found in Luke's Gospel. So this story helps us to see that God loves everybody. And to show that we love God, we must love other people in the way that God loves us. Not only the people who love us or that we love, but we are to love people we find both easy to love and those that we find hard to love. Because that's what really pleases God. We're going to think about that as we do our different activities in here. And I know that Andrew will pick up maybe on more of that down at the meeting place.